beautiful? Isn't it like magical?
When my soul crashed into my body.
Ouch.
Falling into consciousness. That's when my
That is Melissa Etheridge. That's her new CD. A large part of this is also about her about with cancer. And so, yeah, we're going to be checking in and talking about that as well. Changes, transition, what is it like to take the journey? And her CD is called Fearless Love. Now, I want to introduce you to someone and someone that you're going to hear a lot about, someone that's also about fearless. And that's Annette Bingham. Her very, very special passion is about reclaiming your fearless nature. That actually is the name of her radio show, and we want to introduce you to her for a lot of reasons. One is in particular that, you know, she's like me. She has a passion to get the word out there, but she's also bringing some of the most incredible people into conversations about what it's like to reclaim your fearless nature. And I really get the sense that that's what Melissa Etheridge is about as well right now. Annette, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. I've been listening a little bit, and it's very interesting. All about the chakras and what they do and how they're hooked up to our bodies. It's fantastic. Energy work is my passion.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't it incredible? And, you know, let's talk a little bit about your journey. You know, we're talking about reclaiming your fearless nature, of course. That's your radio show and also the work that you do. And it's so interesting that I'm going to be actually speaking with Melissa Etheridge here in about a couple of hours. And her CD is called Fearless Love. And it's such an incredible a journey that you take with her on the CD. I mean, clearly you know that she has gone through some trials and tribulations, not to mention, you know, what happens when you get the big C word, right? So I want to ask you, how is your show, Reclaiming Your Fearless Nature, going to help people understand the potentiality that they have to live life full out?
Well, I think each of the guests that come on are going to give a tool that these, you know, all the listeners can at some point in time use. If they resonate with it, then they can use that tool. We had voice mapping. We're doing animal communication and how our animals connect with us and what messages they have for us. We'll be talking about Chinese medicine, all different kinds of energy work and energy healing. And it's all about giving people the knowledge that maybe they've not heard of these things before, and maybe they resonate with them. And if they do, then they need to go out and have a session, or they need to explore it more. It's all about giving people the knowledge and the tools that they can then take home and use for themselves.
So today you're going to have Sandra Larson on. Let's talk a little bit about her and what she's going to be talking with you about today. And when I say later on today, Reclaiming Your Fearless Nature is on at 2 o'clock today. And the best way to listen is to go to transformationtalkradio.com. The best way to call in is simply to dial the 1-800 number that we use here, 1-800-930-2819. And you're going to want to write that down, because this is going to be a show where you all are going to be able to call in and participate with Sandra. Let's talk about her work. And she's really one of the world's most renowned, can I say, animal communicator, so to speak.
She is an animal communicator and a soul coach for people. So she's got a wide variety of things that she does. Her passion is the animals. She has been doing this work for years. And what really inspires me about her is her compassion and her respect for the animal kingdom. She never goes into a session with an animal where she forces her way in, talk to me. It is all about, may I speak with you? You know, I love you. I appreciate you. Those are the words she uses. You know, can I talk to you? And she has a great respect for the animal kingdom. And during the show today, we're going to be talking about how she became an animal communicator and exactly what it is. But we're also going to be talking about what important messages has she received from animals that will actually empower us as human beings.
Mm, wow.
And as a you know, humankind and as individuals. So I know she's got some great stories to tell, and I'm really pleased because the third Tuesday of every month on Reclaiming Your Fearless Nature, Sandra is going to be my guest host, and we are going to be dedicating that show to animals, nature, and the environment.
Oh, my goodness. That is a special announcement. And honestly, for those of you that have not heard, we are actually launching Transformation Talk Radio, and that's where you're going to be able to hear the show today. If you just go to transformationtalkradio.com, you'll be able to click on the Listen Live button, listen to the show, and call in today, because our listeners will be able to call in and actually have a reading with Sandra today, correct?
Right, and what I'd ask for them to do, if they call in for a reading with their animal, is to have a specific question in mind, because we do only have a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can have a specific question in mind, then it helps Sandra to kind of hone in quicker on what the animal's saying. And eventually, I would like to be able to somehow have Sandra receive pictures of animals for her to work with.
Well, let's just do this now, because I didn't realize that. So today at 2 o'clock, if you go to transformationtalkradio.com, 2 o'clock Pacific time, 5 o'clock Eastern time. If you go to there and you click on Listen Live, you'll be able to hear this show. If you want to call in, you can call in to 1-800-930-2819. That'll be available for you to call in and come on air. So if they have pictures that they want to mail in to the show, I mean, who should they send them to? Can they send them to you right now?
Well, I'm not sure if Sandra's going to be calling from where she has internet access. She may be away
from
home.
All right. So but it's not going to stop.
Today may not be a good day.
Okay.
But it will not stop her from doing a reading.
Cool.
Energy is energy.
I know.
Pictures just kind of help her hone in quicker to an animal, but energy is energy, and she can pick it up with the name of the animal, the breed, just some very simple information. And she may ask a couple of questions. But
other than that,
and if you have a question also about animal behavior, or how you can better communicate with your own animal. She's helped me a great deal with my animals, talking with mine. And if we have time, there's a funny story about her talking to my dog. And she had talked to my dog one evening as a people wanted to know how she did it. So my dog was there. And she communicated with my dog, and my dog said, "Well, I'd really like a hamburger." And I'm going, "Well, she's not getting a hamburger." So all the way home, which normally she just sits in the back, and she's just real sweet and doesn't bother me while I'm driving, she had her head on my shoulder. And I swear, every time we went by a hamburger place, she nudged me. So guess who went to Sonic to get her a hamburger before we got home? But I did forbid Sandra from talking to her for a while.
So there you had to change your ways, Annette.
I know.
You had to change your ways. You see, we worry so much about training our animal friends, right? And yet we're the people that need to pay attention.
Absolutely. Well, I'm a dog trainer, too. So it's like, okay, I trained her so well, and she's such a sweet girl. And then to have her begging for a hamburger on the way home, I'm going, this is just not good.
Okay. And I just wonder, did she want it barbecued, fried, grilled?
She wanted just a plain hamburger.
I love it. Without anything else on it, just give me the meat.
Meat and bread.
Oh, she wanted the bread. Very cool. And so after you gave her the hamburger, was she still like bugging you? Did she want then the fries, or was that end of the conversation?
Fine. Yeah. She was fine. She got her hamburger and she was perfectly fine.
Oh, that's funny. So also, you know, part of this is having our listeners know that today they'll be able to call in with the many questions that they might have. And how fun.
Absolutely.
Have fun.
It'll be a blast, yeah.
How can people find out more about you? What's your website?
My website is AnnetteBingham.com, and they can email me at sswdemo@aol.com. And if they'd like to give me a phone call, it's 432-770-4062. And I wanted to put it out there that anybody, I have a distant healing package that I do where it's one distant healing session per week for 4 weeks. If anybody would like to call me or email me, if they mention Transformation Talk Radio or the Dr. Pat Show, I'll do 20% off those sessions for the month.
All right, excellent. Annette Bingham, and actually you're going to hear much more from Annette. But today at 2 o'clock Pacific time, 5 o'clock Eastern time, you'll be able to go to TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. Click on the Listen Live button. A player will come up. You'll be able to listen to the show. And you'll be able to call in. So write down this number. This is the number that we use for the Dr. Pat Show. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show. When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. E-Cloth claims perfect cleaning with just water on all hard surfaces and no chemicals. I started with my windows, then stovetop, and then the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well E-Cloth cleaned everything. And I did it without exposing my family to potential health-harmful chemical cleaners. Also with E-Cloth, there's no paper towels, chemicals to buy, so you'll save money. And they're guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to eCloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. That's eCloth.com, 20% off everything, free shipping. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. I would like to help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that honor the dignity of the human spirit, value all life on earth, and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let the Dr. Pat Show be your conduit to a global community of people who could benefit most from your product and service. Join the buzz, be the buzz, and let our success be your success. For more information, call me, Dr. Pat, at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Join the Dr. Pat Show, the show that is changing the lives of thousands. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. You're hearing the music of Melissa Etheridge, and we're actually going to be playing more of that. Now, Benny, I don't know if you can do this. Do you have this queued up by tracks? Where when I do this sometimes, I don't get the name of the tracks. Do you actually have it queued up by tracks that we could actually play a track?
Mm-hmm.
Can you play Drag Me Away, a little bit of that? This is an interesting song. I mean, this song, I believe, was about death, and I found it. I find that her lyrics are so beautifully raw. If you could please.
It's gonna take more than that to make me fail.
everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And we're just playing a little bit. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about why this interview today with Melissa Etheridge is so important to me. Well, in a lot of ways, you know, I think we all find people that we can relate to at some level. And there was a point in time in my life where, especially when she came out, I believe, with her first, let's just call it popular, CD, and I found the power of her lyrics just absolutely so raw. But raw in a strange way. I was in my life, you know, not at the most shiniest time in my life. And so I related to a lot of the lyrics and a lot of what she was writing about. When I started to look at Fearless Love and listen to the CD, and I thought to myself, I have got to look at these lyrics. What is she writing about? And I started to read lyrics that are so powerful. If you didn't know it was Melissa Etheridge singing, then, you know, you might say, wait a minute, that is really an incredible story. And then when you think about her battle with cancer and her battle with different aspects of her life, and yet the brilliance of her music in so many ways and what she believes in and what she's willing to fight for, then it all kinds of makes sense. So when Benny was playing the track Drag Me Away, you know, and I'm going to ask her about this, but the sense that I got of this track, and it goes like this: did you think that I was leaving? My ticket was just one way. The angels I believed in were going to carry me away. Did you think I would simply give them my last breath? Well, honey, you've got me wrong. I would never leave you for death. And so what we're faced with, and the rawness of her lyrics, is about her, in this case, her battle with cancer and how she sings about it and writes about it. So when we think about Fearless Love, you know, we're looking at someone that has gone through some incredible obstacles and has come out and emerged at some level much stronger in a lot of ways than she's ever been. And so I think about the many people that are out in the world right now. And not everyone out there that's listening to the show is a Melissa Etheridge in terms of visibility. But I want to share something with you. You all are very visible to me and all of us at the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. You're very visible. And some days we believe that we're alone in this world. And believe me, I have those days myself. Many of you may not think that that's true because of what I do for a living and what we do on the Dr. Pat Show. But there are some days that you may feel that for whatever reason in your life. And so there's a track, I don't know if many of you can pull it up in this short period of time. The track is called Company. And the lyrics go, if you ask me, I will say I'm fine, all pink like birthday girls and Valentines. And then the stillness of the night reminds that I don't like to be alone. My thoughts are racing, race cars running round my head. They burst into flames and crash into my bed until I fall into a dream instead, where all my lovers turn to stone. And it's really interesting when you read that. Any of you that has ever been chronically ill or has ever had a disease like cancer understands that there are moments in your life when you are alone and that no one can understand your journey. Do we have that up that we can play just a bit of that, Mr. Benny? Lovers turn to stone. And all I want is come. Well, and we're sharing a little bit of this with you, and then later on in the week, you'll be able to hear more about what she says herself. But I've always found it very interesting, my relationship with music and song and lyrics. And Benny and I, of course, Benny plays some incredible music on this show. And at the same time, everyone relates to a particular song in a certain way. And so the journey continues for all of us. And part of the journey, as I see it, at least for me in my life right now, is what I've discovered is that there were things that I were doing, that I was doing that felt very, very comfortable in a lot of ways. And clearly the Dr. Pat Show is an enormous gift to me, being able to speak to the people I speak with. And as a matter of fact, you know, having the Dr. Pat Show be part of my life along with my own personal healing journey has been more than inspirational. It has saved my life, literally. And to get the kind of support that you get for doing something like this, I mentioned last week everyone that's involved in this, including Benny and Valerie and, you know, the many other people that are associated with it, Tacey Trump from Voice America and so forth. But the one thing that I discovered along the way, and I discovered it about 3 months ago, is that the universe felt I was too comfortable and that there was something else that we needed to do. And what that thing was wasn't clear to me at the time, but it is now. And that is to create a venue for people all over the globe that don't know about this kind of radio programming or don't know about the power of transformative messages and tools. And I didn't have a clue as to how to go about this. So it's interesting when you wake up one day and you have a meditation and you hear voices that say you have to do something. This is for you to do. Just like we created the holistic makeover. It's what? You want me to do what? But I will tell you what's different about this journey for me. It involves all of you in such a profound and enormous way. And what I mean by that is the support, the listenership, how you've paid things forward. It's all come now to a call to connecting. And so what you're going to hear from us in the next couple of months is a venue that we're putting together that is going to be able to help uplift and help people live life full out across the globe in ways that I don't even know about. And the reason I know that's going to happen is because there are so many angels that have come forth and have said, we want to help you with this. And so I want to thank all of you for becoming part of this journey. And the Dr. Pat Show is going to continue to change and grow. And we've got some incredible things planned for you because you email me. And what you say is, hey, did you ever think of doing this? Or, hey, did you ever think of doing that? And so I have a list of every email suggestion I've ever received. Some of them we've already implemented. But this is about you, and it's about us making sure that we're listening to all of you, whether you're in Seattle, whether you're in Paris, as I know some of you are listening to the show, whether you're in Florida or any place else. I want you to know we do listen to you. And so some of the things that you're going to see developed and brought forth are really your ideas. And it's that that I am tremendously appreciative of. And so thank you for tuning us in, turning us on, sending me emails, sending us instant messages, and really making the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio what it is. You are very special. And I want to make sure that I tell you that over and over and over again. So today, stand up tall or sit up tall or whatever tall means to you and do something extraordinary today for yourself and another. And as my latest listener has now coined it, this comes from Pay It Forward Patty to the rest of you out there. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Some sanity on the written page, where life is worth more than a living wage. They say